Don't stop going to the hospital and praying for folks. Don't stop laying hands on the sick. I don't care what you feel in your body. Lay hands like you never laid them before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at your neighbor and say, I will not quit. Hallelujah. You better understand something. It ain't got nothing to do with you. The devil is upset with who you stand for and what you stand for because you serve a true and a living God. But I'm telling you, you got to be willing to stand up. Amen. That's why the devil is trying to fight your marriage. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because you done prayed for somebody else's marriage. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil mad as hell with you because you encouraging somebody else in their marriage. So what he want to say, amen, I tried to break that darn marriage up. And here come you with your sanctified self, with your amen mouth. Amen, praise the Lord. I was determined to just destroy that marriage. And here you coming, amen, and keeping this doggone marriage together. Amen, praise the Lord. So I'm going to do everything within my power to try to stop your marriage. But let me let you know something. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it seemed like, God is in the midst of your marriage. God is going to take care of it. Hallelujah. If you take care of the business of God, wherever you're taking care of the business of God, God will take care of you right there. Hallelujah. 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 Hey. Hey. Woo. Spiritual warfare. You can't give up. You can't quit. You got something living on the inside of you. You ought to know that by now. I don't care how much he bops you and he hits you. You might back up, but I'm telling you, you will go back for it. You might back up a little bit, but you will go for it. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Great is he that lives on the inside of you than he that is in the world. He's greater. Greater, 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 greater than the forces of hell. He's greater. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to make it because God said I can make it. Hallelujah. I'm going to tolerate it because God said I can do all things. That's why I can take a licking, but I keep on ticking. Hallelujah. I keep going forth. I must go forth. He know the way that I take. I'm coming out of this thing as pure gold. I'm coming out. I'm being tried in the fire, but I'm coming out. I'm being tried on every side. But I'm coming out as pure gold. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I ain't just coming out by myself. I'm coming out with others. I'm coming out. Woo! Hey! Hey! Woo! Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You need to understand something that God is teaching me. You going through for somebody else. It ain't got nothing to do with you. You going through for somebody else. Because see, somebody else, if they had to go through what you're going through right now, they'll kill themselves. They'll commit suicide. But God chose you for that particular trial. God chose you because he knows you won't let him down. God chose you because he know that you wouldn't go over. You won't fold. You ain't finna bend. You ain't finna give up. You ain't gonna quit. God chose you. Hey, if he had chosen somebody else, it'd have killed him. He didn't choose your daughter. Your daughter can't handle it. He didn't choose your neighbor. Your neighbor can't handle it. He chose you. Hey. 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 Woo! Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody say, make me Lord. Make me. Come on and mold me so I can get it over with. I ain't gonna mumble. I ain't gonna grumble. I won't complain. Make me. Mold me. Shape me. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Hey, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. In the midst of being made, your enemy will look at you and say, my God. Ooh, they got all kinds of things to say. But look at your neighbor and say, I will rise again. Don't count me out. No, don't count me out. Get your laugh in. But you won't get the last laugh. Get your laugh in. You won't get the last laugh. Get your laugh on. You won't get the last laugh. Get your laugh. Ha 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 ha. Laugh all you want. Laugh all you want. Get your laugh in. Get your laugh in. Get a gut buster. Laugh. Cause I'm coming out. I will laugh last. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yes, sir. Hallelujah. Sit down. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew. I'm trying to go in this message. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hey, God. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to tolerate it. I'm going to tolerate it because he's with me. Glory to God. I tell you, I was walking this morning and I heard the Spirit of the Lord begin to say to me, I can hear angels singing. Amen. I can hear them singing to me, saying, why should you fight? Why should you fight it? Let God fight it. Why should they were singing that song to me? Say, why should you fight it? Let God fight it. Just stay in the battle. But let God fight it. All you got to stay in the battle. Let God fight this thing. Stop trying to fight it. It'll wear you out. Let God fight it. He's mighty in battle. He's a Balak in the middle of a battle. Let him fight it. You will get worn out. Hallelujah. But when you let God fight it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let me give you a scripture and we're going to dismiss you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to do some stuff in here this morning. Look at your neighbor. Minister to your neighbor in sincerity. Amen. Crisis, we're in soon. Keep your eyes on the vision God gave you. Your spirit is birthing. Your spirit is birthing your dream. Your spirit is birthing your dream. Now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your spirit is birthing your dream. Hallelujah. That's why you got to feed your spirit the word of God. You got to feed it. Because it will eventually birth. Amen. Your dream in your life. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you would turn with me. Amen. Hallelujah. To 2 Corinthians 4. How am I? 2 Corinthians 4. And at the 8th verse. Emoshi. You'll make it through this crisis. Oh, you're going to make it through what you're going through. I don't care how much the devil lied to you. You're going to make it through what you're going through. Oh, you're going to make it through what you're going through. You need to. You're going to make it through what you're going through. Hallelujah. You are going to make it. I don't care what the hell it looked like. You're going to make it through what you're going through. Why you're going to make it? Because God said you can make it. Hallelujah. Encourage yourself. Amen. Praise God. Stop the pity party. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Tell amen all that came to the pity party to go home. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Loneliness to go home. Glory be to God. Amen. Tell amen. Fear to go home. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell him to get away. Amen. The pity party is over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And get in the mirror and tell yourself, oh, it's going to be all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Who, Sister Gina, you have it?
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed.
This is the writing of Paul. Paul says, listen, we are troubled on every side. I don't care what you, where you look, where you go, good God Almighty. But look at what you, wait a minute. Remember everything, I know I'm talking to somebody. You remember? You seen hellified stuff on all sides. It wasn't bothering you. But you was a prayer warrior. Enemy was messing with that one over there. You got involved. Hallelujah. Trouble all around. And it's my job. Yeah. Trouble was around there on every side. It looked like everywhere you look. You had your own and you saw somebody else's own. And you prayed and you got some stuff done. Or you did some damage because life and death, it was in the power of that. I don't know about you, but I see people driving by. In the name of Jesus. I was up last night going in communities, walking around praying. Hello. But trouble, and you cause damage. Talk about spiritual warfare. That's why you got a lot of churches don't want to be bothered with spiritual warfare because they don't want the retaliation. They don't want the retaliation. Come on, some of y'all, you wouldn't always say, none of us wouldn't always save all our life. You know good and well, let me tell you something. Somebody did something to you, and if you want a scary cat, let me tell you something. You plan to get them. I know I was that way. Boy, if I said I was going to get you, you was gotten. Just like Jesus cursed the fig tree that day, if I said I was going to get you, the reality of it was you was already gotten. Because the day was going to come, it was going to manifest. Amen. And I'm telling you, we went in some territories. Still going in some territories. Look at your neighbor and say, are you still willing to go in territories? Answer them, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. But listen. The Bible said, Paul says here, we have trouble on every side. There is going to be troubles, but listen, he said, but yet not in distress. No, let me tell you something. It was something that the Lord spoke to me as I went on my little walk this morning. I'm telling you, I was walking in God,
I almost thought I was going to have to stop my walk because I feel like laying flat out on the sidewalk. I ain't going to tell no lie. And I said, Lord, don't bother me while all these people around now. You know, because it's something, somebody know what I'm talking about. You get to praising God. Let me tell you something. You get to bless in the name of the Lord will come. I'm telling you, his power will come down on you. I'm telling you, like I was going to hit flat on that. I had to stop. I said, hold up. But I'm telling you, we are troubled on every side. Something that the Lord spoke to me this morning, and I believe it, when he spoke it, this is what I heard, but I believe it come from the 14th chapter of St. John, because I didn't even look after he spoke to me about it, but he said, my peace I give to you. And sometime, amen, when the people of God are going through, let me tell you something. If you're going through, even in the midst of spiritual warfare, if you got the peace of God, you can fight. You can fight. It's something about the peace of God. Even when the enemy throw his blows, if you got the peace of God, see, that's his peace surpasseth all understanding, that type peace. That you know you should be doing other stuff. You should be boo-hooing. You should be doing. You should be running to the hospital. You should be checking into the insane ward. You should be, you should be in a grave somewhere. You should be in an intensive care unit somewhere. But there you are, tired. Hallelujah, praise God. There you are. It's something about his peace. And he spoke that thing to me. Let me tell you something. He said that the spirit of peace I give to you. When you're going through, let me tell you something. If and when you're going through, it's going to be hellified. You'll be in a hellified situation to try to go through and don't have the peace of God with what the enemy is throwing now. Because he knows his time is up. That's why the Bible said man's heart would fail because of what's coming. We ain't seen nothing yet. Believe me when I tell you, some things I won't even speak because I'm not even led. But I'm telling you, and we must get the peace of God. See, don't get so comfortable of where you are in God right now. Don't do that. You better get all of what you can get from him. You better know all you can know and do all you can do. I'm telling you, it's very important. I believe I preached on last Sunday. Listen, that's another thing I speak to God. God, I give you my obedience. I give you my obedience. Because, see, if I want things to work for me, if I want God to work for me, I got to submit to him. I got to be obedient to what he's saying to me. I must be obedient to what he's saying in my life. Because obedience will bring in the blessings of God. Obedience will cause the things of God to happen in my life. Obedience will cause the word of God to perform in my life. Disobedience brings curses. See, I can't, you know, it's too many people going before God and going boldly, but so disobedient. You can't be going all bold before God and all messed up and talking crap. But you got this, when you're obedient to God, you know, when you're obeying God, that brings in the blessing. Disobedience brings curses. So I say to God, God, listen, I submit to obey you, to be obedient to what you say. I ain't going to fight with it. Because, see, when I want God to move for me, I want him to move. If I'm doing my part, then I'm in a position where I can be bold and say, God, listen, you said this, and God, I submit to that. But you, when you go in all contrary, you know, you don't try to get one of these earthly relationships going on, like you have an earthly relationship with one another. Don't try to get that thing going on with God, because you would lie to one another and all that stuff. Don't try to submit the way you have an earthly relationship with God to be a spiritual one. Don't do that. Because, you know, come on, in relationship, we'll hide stuff. We'll deceive, very deception. Hello. Come on. Yes. Amen. So, amen. But listen, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. I don't care what, no matter what we go through. No matter what we go through. You're going to make it. You're going to make it out of that crisis. Don't stop praying. Don't stop fasting. Don't stop. No, listen. The enemy going to say all kind of stuff to you. Going to say all kind of stuff that's going to try to discourage you. But don't you stop talking to God. Don't stop talking to God. The pain might still be there. Keep talking to God. You're doing some damage. You can't see the thing with the spiritual eye. Pain so he can make you doubt. He's supposed to bring opposition, to make unbelief come and visit you. To have you to not trust God, to get your trust, snatch your trust. Put your trust in doctors. Snatch your trust. You see, you ain't getting no better. The Bible say that the devil is a liar. Whose report you gonna believe? I don't care what it looks like, saints of God. This is a faith walk. I don't care what you're going through. No matter what is attacking your body, attacking your mind, God got a word for you. Speak the word of God over your body. Wherever that pain hits you, put your hand on it. I order you to go. I speak 1 Peter 2 and 24. Going through every fiber in this area, every part of my being, and wherever the root of it's coming from, I decree and I declare it's going there and it's going to bring healing in the name of Jesus. For God, you send your word. Power to send it, so I send it to this area. And I command it to be whole in Jesus' name. That's right. See, somebody looking at her why she hollering like that, but let me tell you something. That's how she able to keep her healing. That's how she able to keep it. Hello up in here. Some folks say, hello. Hallelujah. Mother, holler all you want. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Amen. That's it. Amen. So no matter what you face with, you are coming out of this. The devil done told some of you, he lied to you. He told you gonna die. But what you doing sitting up in here? You in the wrong place if you was gonna be supposed to die, that liar. This don't seem like Lincoln Field to me. I mean, what that thing, Lincoln's, whatever they call it. This don't look like Dade Memorial to me. Oh! Amen, praise God. Listen. We need to understand something. As a matter of fact, turn with me to, and this is the last, this is it. Trust me, y'all going to be out of it before 1 o'clock. This is the last scripture. I'm telling you now. Deuteronomy 8. This is the last one. Deuteronomy 8, 1 through the first and second verse. And if Gina would read that. Because we're going to find in this verse, amen, scripture, that God's purpose in the crisis that we face, it's not so much about survive, because you will survive, but it's to educate you. You listen, man, if we're going to teach anybody, we got to go through something. Do you hear what I'm saying? If we're going to teach somebody, if I'm going to teach you something, I need to know what I'm talking about. I need some experience in what I'm talking about. Because you got too many teachers that got book knowledge. I'm talking about spiritually so now. Got book knowledge, but they don't have spiritual. They can teach the word, but they don't have no experience of the word. It's a big difference. Because let me tell you something. When you can get experience, you got an anointing, amen, upon your life with that. I'm telling you, yes you do. It comes with power. You catch these teachers that can just teach it. Because if you look in a lot of, I ain't calling no names, but you look in a lot of churches and whatnot, oh, they'll give you a right good word. But where is the power behind it? Where is a demonstration of the power? Listen, signs and wonders follow the word. Where are the signs? Where are the wonders? Where are the change? Hello? Read, Sister Jean.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 through 2. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee. To humble thee,
educate him. To educate. Yes. You better get educated. No drought. You better learn something. Listen, if you're out there to get educated, that means you will survive. So don't concentrate. Oh, one is I'm gonna make out. No, you better learn what you can learn. You better learn what you can learn. You're in that to learn something. Hello? Some people ready to rush out of it. Just want to zap right out. You better learn what you can learn. So you don't have to go back and flunk. You don't flunk it and have to go through it again. Educate them, guess what? So that they can educate somebody else. He had them out there to educate them, to let them know that he is God, so they can learn about him. Go forth to teach others about him. And do. You in that, you learn it the quicker you can get out. But the longer it takes, hey. Come on and give God a hand praise for the word. Hallelujah.